Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Shabbos, Perik Tess, Mishnah Beis. Menayin, from where do we learn, Lesfina, in regard to a ship, Shehi Tahara, that it's going to be Tahar, even if it's touched by Tumah, doesn't become Tummy, it's not Mekabel Tumah. How do we know that a ship has this special exemption from Tumah, that it doesn't become Tummy? Shenemar, the Pasik says, Derech Aniyah, the way of a ship, Belev Yam, in the midst of the sea, literally in the heart of the sea. So I understand that the way of a ship is in the heart of a sea. What do I think? A ship is going to come down Avenue J or down 14th Avenue? Of course, it's in the middle of the sea. What does the Pasuk teach us here? It teaches us that the boat is like the sea. Just like the sea is Tahar, the boat will always remain Tahar. Even if the boat is made out of cheres, out of pottery, which normally becomes Tameh, and even if it was loaded, if the boat was loaded when it was on dry land, and afterwards they dropped into the ocean, it still does not become Tameh. In order to understand the next Mishnah, I need you to do something for me. I need you to draw something that would look like a multiplication table, like a graph, lines going this way and lines going that way. And I need to have 6 boxes going up and down, and then 6 boxes going from side to side. Let's see if we can explain that better. Imagine like a calendar, okay? But instead of 7 days, there should only be 6 from side to side, and it should go down 6 weeks. So imagine I had a calendar that went Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, a little box for each day, and 6 weeks, going down 6 weeks. So in other words, I want a graph with 36 little boxes. Now, why do I want a graph with 36 different boxes? What for? What's the purpose? Well, we know there's an Isser of Klayim. What is the Isser of Klayim? We know you can't mix certain things. You can't have different types of animals working together. You can't have wool and linen, same garment. And there's also an Isser of mixing different types of seeds together when you're planting. So how far do we have to separate the seeds? Now there's Masechtas Klayim, which is very complicated, and we can't really get into the whole Masechtas Klayim now. So we're just going to touch on one Nakuda. With different types of seeds, the halacha is that the Torah was makbid on Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin means the appearance. It has to look separate. You can even have two different types of seeds planted near each other if there's a gate in the middle. So in other words, if I look at this and I see that it's separate seeds, it's okay. What if there's no gate in the middle? Or I don't necessarily have something to show me that it's separate. So then I have to separate it enough to make sure that these two different plants aren't yinik from each other. Yinik means they don't draw energy from each other. Because when plants are near each other, each one draws kaiches from the other one. So every plant will draw a tefach and a half around it, to its right, to its left, in front, and behind it. So if I have two plants, how far do I have to separate them to make sure that each one doesn't draw from the other? Well, if each one, let's say, has a tefach and a half going in each direction, so between plant A and plant B, I would need a total of 3 tefachim. Each one goes out a tefach and a half, and this way, they don't cross each other. They aren't drawing energy from each other. But that's only if there isn't anything that separates it from on top. I know it sounds a little bit complicated, but it's really simpler than what it sounds like. So let's take a look again at this box that I hope you drew already. If you didn't draw it, maybe you can take out a Mishnayis that has the box. And if you don't have a Mishnayis that has the box, you know what you can do? You can press the pause button and go draw the box. But I'm imagining that right now you have this box, as we explained earlier. 6 rows, 6 columns. You can plant, okay, on the outer side of each of the outer rows in the 4 middle boxes. Let's take the top row. When I say top or bottom, it's because we're looking down at it. Really, it's flat, but just for our picture. You could take the top row, and I can take the top 4 boxes and plant on the outside row. The top right and the top left boxes I'm going to leave empty. Then I can go to the bottom row and plant on the outside of the bottom row. Also, the middle four boxes, bottom right and bottom left, I have to leave empty. Now let's go to the right side, looking down at our graph. Along the outside, all the way to the right, I can plant. Let's see, from the top going down, only because we're looking at this from the top down, so I'm saying from the top down. I can plant in the middle four boxes. I have to leave the top right and the bottom right empty. All the way to the left, same thing. Middle four boxes on the outside I can plant. I'm going to leave the top left and the bottom left empty. Even though there's, let's say, less than three tvachim between the plants running along the left side and the plants running along the top, that doesn't bother me because you can see they're going in different directions on the outside. It's very clear that there's a different pattern and it has no shachas to each other. And the Torah is marked, but as we explained before on Maris Ayin. But you can plant one more little thing smack in the middle. Why? Over here, I don't have a different pattern to show me it's something else. But if I'm going to plant one thing right in the middle, okay, in the center of the graph, so between that middle to its right, I'm going to have how many boxes? Three boxes, three tvachim. To the left, three tvachim. From the middle to the top, three tvachim. From the middle to the bottom, three tvachim. So over here, even though it's not clearly recognizable that it's running in a different pattern, but I have the necessary space, a tefach and a half from this plant going out and a tefach and a half from the line of plants on the other side in each direction. And therefore, the maximum that you could plant in an area of 6 by 6 tvachim would be a total of 5 plants. 5 plants are really 4 different rows on the outside and 1 plant in the middle. Let's try to see the Mishnah inside. Menayin, from where do we learn? La aruga. Aruga is a garden bed. An area in a garden. Shehi shisha al shisha tvachim, which is 6 by 6 tvachim. Okay, so we explained it through our graph. How do we know? Shezoirin betaycha. You can plant inside this area. Chamisha, 5 zeroinen, 5 types of seeds. Arba, 4. Be'arba ruchas aruga. Along the lines of the 4 sides of this garden bed. The echad and 1, the ensa, smack in the middle. Where do I see this in the pasuk? Shenema, for the pasuk says, ki ha'aretz toitzi tzimcha. For like the earth, it'll give forth its plant. Uchigana, and like a garden, zeiru el satzmiach, it'll cause its seeds to grow. Satzmiach means to sprout. Es tzemach David avdecha. We daven that Mashiach should come and Malchus beis David should sprout again. So let's count this pasuk the way Chazal count the pasuk. The word taitzi refers to 1. Simcha refers to a 2nd one. Zeru'el, which is Lashon Rabim, which is plural, refers to another 2. That's a total of 4. And Satzmiach is 5. As the Mishnah concludes, Zara Leinema, it doesn't say Zara, which would be Lashon Yach, then I would only have 4. El Zeru Eh, it says it's seeds. So, if I count it this way, if I count Taitzi 1, Simcha 1, Zeru Eh 2, and Satzmiach 1, I have 5. So Chazal understand the Pasuk is teaching us to try to figure out, is there a way that I can get 5 in the closest area that's possible? And that would be if you have this area of 6 by 6 tvachim as previously explained.